Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Always happy to have you and you. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. We couldn't do it without you. Amen. Without your help and support. Amen. God. Amen. We'll bless you. The Bible says where two or three come together, there he be in the midst. Father, we thank you right now according to your word. Lord, we ask you to bless your word as always. Lord, we ask you to bless the hearers and the callers, oh God, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we know you're able to do everything but fail. Lord, we ask you to look upon your to call us today, tonight, wherever they might be listening, over the airways, on the trains, in the cars, in their homes, through the computers, through all electronic means. We rebuke Satan's hand. We rebuke his efforts. As when no weapons form against us shall prosper. According to Matthew's 18 chapter, 18 and 19 verses, say where two or three come together in his name, there you'll be in the midst. And Lord, we thank you for being with us in the midst, oh God, for being among your family, among us, and they're contributing to this broadcast. There might be spiritual growth in all places of their lives, according to your word, because your word will not come back void. And we believe it so. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. We thank God again, always, for everything that he's done. Amen. And we are discussing obedience brings prosperity. Obedience brings prosperity. Amen. It brings success in your life, whatever effort you desire to do. Amen. Not only God is with you, he's for you, he's around you. He protects you. He goes before you. He's always watching over you. Amen. So when you had come into the knowledge, when you had come into the knowledge of Christ, amen, his words and the church, you understand without God, amen, you're nothing. You will not succeed, not because of your skills and talents. No, not that. Because you have an enemy that's against the human race. Amen. To boil it down to you have an enemy who's against the human race. Amen. He's against, amen, his fallen angels, against anything that God made. Amen. And he's not going to be successful, and he doesn't want you to be successful here on this earth. Amen. So that is the main underlying theory and truth why God asked for your obedience. Amen. Ask and he give you things to direction to take. Amen. We thank God for you again and again. Amen. This is a live broadcast, and those that call in, call 855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. And you call in. Amen. Those calling in for the first time would like to give a comment, excuse me, a message. Amen. They can tap, push one on your phone, and our technician will put you in. What we would do, as always, is to call out your area code and your last four digits. Amen. If you want to give your name, your number, you can. Afterwards, if you decide to do so when you come on the air, but we want to keep you anonymous, and you will have to be, all these programs can be re-listened to. You can go to www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org. Amen. And click on at the bottom of the page, amen, Doctrine of Truth, amen, as well. You can go to Blog Talk Radio and click on Doctrine of Truth, and you will see Bishop Poole, and you can hear many more broadcasts. Amen. It's all designed, and we have you in mind that you can come in and listen to all these broadcasts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Amen. You can click on, get a computer, and go to blogtalkradio.com. Go in the studio and click on Doctrine of Truth. And you can hear all different broadcasts that have been done over the couple of 2 years. Amen. Your spiritual growth. Amen. You can also go to our new associate. Go to the youthreach.com and you will find our sister station there. We're dealing with the young people. Go to the Youth Reach. Amen. And you'll find the .com, and you'll find our sister station there dealing with the young people. But we are happy to have you and you wherever you might be. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. Our whole efforts, amen, is always, amen, to our desire to bring you the truth through the grassroots levels. And all listeners call in and share their biblical experience, and we all can grow. You might click a word, amen, a song, a revelation, amen, and you get you more understanding, amen. The Bible says get wisdom, but also get understanding, amen. The topic is obedience bring prosperity. Obedience bring prosperity. It brings success. Many of you, today in time, maybe you're driving, whatever way your means of transportation. They have stop signs, they have signal lights. Amen. All it is to protect you against others. There's regulations out there, rules that we can help to live together. Amen. You live together on the highway. You're transporting and you're moving back and forth on the highway. Amen. You can come to a stop sign and a person there comes to the stop sign. Amen. And instead of both of you running through the intersection, amen, a signal light and have accidents. Amen. There are rules and regulations. Obedience, bring that. Amen. God has set up spiritual stop signs. He has set up spiritual warnings, and he give us directions. And when he give us directions, it's for our success, for our protection. Amen. We know that the enemy has caused the human race to fall into disobedience. We was born in disobedience. We was born into privacy and pride and jealousy and strife, fusion, amen, hate, amen. All of that, we was born into iniquity, amen, sin. But God has set up things prior. In the book of Genesis, we're going to go from the book of Genesis, and we're going from there to Deuteronomy 28, then we're going to Joshua, amen. Then we're going to leave it open. Amen, because we want to be able to discuss this thing and see whether or not does it stop. Does it stop your way of living? Amen. Or why the truth is not being put out about obedience. Why the truth is not being put out about obedience. What's causing it? Amen. So we always go to, hopefully that you have the proper Bible, because you want the proper translation. God's people are always studious people. We're always researching. Matthew 7:7 says, seek and you'll find. So we're always seeking. We're always knocking. We're always looking, amen, to grow, amen. Obedience, amen, is bringing, amen, right directions, amen, is bringing, amen, all depending on who it's coming from, amen, is bringing a rule, and commitment for success. And we like to use the word success into this because of the fact that the Bible is for our success. The Bible is for us to meet Jesus, to go home with God. That's why we're using the word success in obedience. Amen. Look at from our old forefathers and beginning of the whole human race. We'll look at Genesis for one moment here to give us some kind of foundation. Amen. Genesis, the second chapter. And we're finding, amen, God is talking to Adam and Eve. Amen. And God has blessed Adam and Eve in 2nd chapter, the 15th verse. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden and dressed it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou dost eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. Amen. So you see, God gave a commandment to man. He just didn't tell man, if you want to, if it's on a day out or on a cool day, on a weekend, amen, you might eat of the tree if you feel like it. No, he said he commanded them not to. Amen. That means that's stop sign. That is not for you to do, because it will cause a reaction. And I don't want you to have that type of knowledge. I don't want you to have that kind of information right now. And what had happened in the third chapter of Genesis, in the fifth verse, amen, Satan used a serpent, an animal that he was familiar with, Adam and Eve. The enemy used somebody that Adam and Eve was familiar with, and he distorted the information. He changed, he gave him a part of the truth, amen, confronted Adam and Eve, amen. All the babes in Christ, amen, they come into knowledge, amen. You still have to live this thing. You still have to live the gospel. You still have to live a new living way, amen. You have to still have to be careful all the time to examine information. And where it is coming from. It sounds good, but get all the information. Not just a part of it. Just get all the information. So the serpent, amen, he said, amen, for God does know in that day you shall eat thereof, and your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods. And that's the issue now. Knowing good and evil. And you hear so many adults, they have children and say, this generation, they're so smart. You give them a part of information, they know it all. Before they even go to school, even have an experience, they have so much information. Amen. They have so much data. They think they know it all. And you hear this a lot of time, even on your job, when they hire people. Amen. They give them a little bit and they assume. Amen. But the issue is here, amen, we are being challenged all the time to stop listening to leadership. Even on your job, management, authority, anybody, even in your home, amen, anyone that has the leadership job, the ability, the authority, the supervisor, amen, the manager, amen, the superintendent, amen, the apostle, the pastor, the teacher, amen, the security guard, the clerk, anyone that give out information or set down some kind of rules and regulation, they'll be challenged. They will be challenged. Amen. They will be challenged by those just because we was all born in sin. Just because of sin. And that's human nature to challenge someone And it's good that you're rooted and grounded and study God's word. Amen. Rooted and grounded and study God's word. We're going to use a couple of scriptures here. Amen. Use a couple. Because the Bible said in the book of Luke, amen, in the last chapter of the book of Luke, amen. That's why we do. What kind of Bible are you listening and using now as you're listening to this broadcast? Did you just pick up a Bible any place? Amen. Somebody gave you a Bible and you're so happy. Oh, and now you're just looking at it. You're not really knowing that. Have you really challenged, amen, the authenticity of this Bible, the scriptures? Amen. The Bible said in the book of Luke, Luke Gospel. Amen. And you find in Luke Gospel, the 24th chapter. Amen. And you'll find here 44th verse, and he said unto them, these words are which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the psalmist concerning me. And he opened their understanding that they may understand the scriptures. The scriptures. In 46th verse, and he said unto them, thus it is written, this is who Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. It's according to the scriptures. It's according to the scriptures God came. It's according, amen, to the records, amen. So you look at your Bible. You have the King James Bible, the Amplified Bible, the American Standard Bible, amen, the Good News Bible, the New International Bible, amen. Make sure, amen, these Bibles, look at the history. And when it was translated from Hebrew to Greek to Arabic into English, amen, it makes, because you live off of this. This is what builds your faith. This will give you, amen, the get out of trouble job. This is your get out of trouble, amen, because you talk to God since you've been born again and child of God and baptized in water, amen, and gave up your life, and now you're a child of God, amen. You're saying, now, Lord, I'm looking at your word, amen. I'm going to pray and ask you, amen, should I do thus and so, or should I go? I'm going to wait. I'm going to pray, amen. Then when two or three people tell me the same thing, amen, that I don't know them, they be talking the same thing, or I hear a vision and dream, that I know it's okay, ready. Ready, set, go. I can go do this. I can go do that. Or either I'll wait. But you're not just living on your own knowledge and understanding. The Bible, man cannot, amen, man was not able to put these things into writing, these type of scriptures and comments and visions and dreams. Man did not have the mind, amen, to put these together. God spoke to holy men, amen, through the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit had them to write down, amen. They wrote and recorded, and that's why we're living off. We're going back to the history, amen, of this, our life to live off of. Hebrews 28, I'm sorry, Deuteronomy 28, one of the five of the law, Moses writing, amen. God moved on Moses. Moses wrote Deuteronomy 28, said, if it come to pass, thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command me this day, that the Lord thy God shall set thee high on above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shall thou be in the city, blessed shall be thou be in the field, blessed thou shalt be the fruit of thy body, the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall thou be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall thou be when thou cometh in, and blessed shall be when thou goeth out. And the Lord God can cause all thy enemies that rise up against thee to smite, be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. And the Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouse and all that thou set thy hands upon. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Amen. If you go on, amen, God commanded, amen, give us his people, all us to do. That's in the beginning when Israel left, departed out of Egypt. And he also said, we're going to a couple more scriptures here, in 1 Kings 3:14, he's talking here. So if you walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days. It's healthy to follow God's word. Amen. It's healthy, amen, to do his commandments. To be obedient. We're talking about obedience. Amen. 1 John 3:22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Amen. John 15:10 say, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. We're talking about obedience. Amen. God give us, amen, things to do. Amen. He give us the blessing, obedience, but he comes with obedience, obeying God. Amen. Come with obeying God. Matthew 7:27. He said, therefore, whosoever they hear these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken unto them as a wise man who built his house upon the rock. Amen. Being obedient to God. Amen. Listen to what God has to say and follow his commandments. Amen. And the last one, Revelation 22:14. Amen. It said, blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right tree of life and may enter in through the gates of the city. Amen. Obedience brings salvation. Amen. You can't say that you're a child of God and do not believe or do not accept his word. Amen. Many people say, I'm going to heaven. I'm going to heaven anyhow. I'm going to this place. I'm going, amen, or whatever. But they will not accept God's words, will not accept him. Amen. You know, obedience, amen, is strong meat. Hebrews talking about, amen, babes, amen, was out of milk of the word, and that we can grow thereby, strong meat, amen, for those that are full, amen, are full mature in God. When you lay aside, says, Lord, not my will, and Lord, I'm giving up my life, that you can give me a new life, amen. And I know and I trust you that you're not going to hurt me, destroy me. You're just going to make me stronger, more victorious in what you want me to do to glorify you. Amen. You like old man Peter, he was a fisherman, and they was most successful. Amen. When they gave up their life and start following Christ, when the kind of time had come around to pay their taxes, they had funds. God told them where to go get funds. Amen. How to fish. Amen. And he was most successful. Most successful. Everybody that come to Christ, all the patriarchs was rich people. Amen. All the prophets, they was rich. God had secrets. God would give them insights on how to live daily through this Holy Spirit. Amen. We're here because of the fact of Proverbs 27:17 says that iron sharpening iron. Iron sharpening iron. That a man was shouted the counsel of his friend. Proverbs 24:16. It says also that a just man can fall down seven times and rise up again. But the wicked shall fall into mischief. Amen. Proverbs 24:6 says, multitude of counselors, there's safety. We're coming together here amen, to help encourage one another, amen, out of counseling, amen, helping one another through his Holy Spirit, amen. And when we decide, say, Lord, amen, God has not, you don't see, ask any Christian, anyone that came to Christ, that they had to sell their houses and cars and move into another neighborhood or pack up their bags and leave jobs. Amen. No. Amen. That God had changed them. Amen. To the sense of the environment physically. No. Amen. Salvation is of two parts. Amen. It's spiritual. Where you've been baptized in water and accepted God in heaven and earth. Your name is written down in heaven. Amen. According to Revelation. Amen. And then down here, that's the part of obedience where you get victory over your habits, your situations and lifestyle that you are involved in, and God give you that power and that ability, amen, to live from him among thieves, liars, backbiters, shooters, wherever you might be living, every community. God give you that insight and ability, amen, to live for him and shine a light to those that are perishing, amen. Among all these things and chaos that's happening, you're able to hold your peace, and you still got a sound mind. Amen. You still got a sound mind. Amen. You still walking upright. And the people was wondering, how in the world are you still able to do this? Because you're following the obedience of God. You're following the commandments of God. Amen. With God tell you, no, I don't want you to invest in this right now. He's not saying that he don't want you to invest. He just kind of caution you and guiding you. Amen. God is a God of rich, and all God's people are going to be rich. If you read the book of Revelation, amen. You can read the book of Revelation, even St. John 14. You hear it quoted many times. But Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. And I'm going to prepare a place for you. Amen. God going to give you a mansion. That's some, one of the benefits in heaven. But down here, he has guiding lights and direction he wants you to do and steps he wants you to take, amen, to come out from among them. And not because he don't want you to associate with them. He just don't want you to go with that lifestyle anymore. And you will find success. You'll find peace in your heart and mind. Are you waiting? Amen. To go be with Jesus to a better house, better place. Amen. In heaven. So obedience is one of the first steps of being a mature Christian. Amen. Amen. Because then you become willing to accept God's new lifestyle. Amen. It is always a tussle. It's always a wrestle. Amen. The enemy will come at you with certain type of knowledge. Amen. And he twisted and he'll turn it. He'll take some parts away from it. Amen. But you always will have, amen, what Paul said, put on the whole armor of God. Paul said that, you know, number one, make sure you saved. Make sure you're a child of God. You have made all the steps. And now you're growing in knowledge. You're growing, amen, because you're willing, amen, to yield your life over to Christ. Christ's words and being obedient, amen, not to be involved, that you know was wrong many years ago and that you know you're wrong. Now, the more you understand God's word, then you know what things that you're doing wrong. But until then, always pray and ask God to forgive you. That model prayer, Lord, forgive me of my transgression if I give those that trespass against me. Amen. And you'll find, amen, that, and Paul said in Romans 7:22, amen, obedience, amen, is always number one on God's list. Amen. Adam and Eve disobeyed God, and you're going to find the enemy always trying to stop you from being obeying God in your mind. Romans 7:22, amen. Many of us are like that. The Apostle Paul wrote this, amen. He was closer to God, I think, more than anybody we know in the along with Peter and the apostles. Amen. They walk with God through his son, Jesus Christ. They walk with Jesus. And Jesus is God in the flesh. He's the Word. And we find Paul writing in the book of Romans, Paul says 7:22, "For I delight in the law of God in the inward man." He's talking about his mind and his soul. "But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, bringing me into captivity in the law of sin which is in my mind, in my members. O wretched man I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin." You have to wrestle all the time. The enemy wants you to do something wrong against God. Designed that you do something wrong. Go to your neighbor's house and kick over his garbage can. Amen. Go over there in the parking lot and scratch somebody's car. Things that you used to do. Amen. Be unforgiving. Be unthankful. Amen. All these old things that the Philippians talk about. So how you get this knowledge? Through reading the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit be teaching you and guiding you. Say, no, don't do that. Don't say that. Amen. And you have to catch yourself. Say, oh, Lord, forgive me. But that's obedience. Wrestling. Obedience will bring you prosperity. Obedience has to be preached. Obedience has to be sought out for those that want prosperity. Amen. Those that want to be successful in God. Amen. You got to be willing to lay aside your old lifestyle and pick up the life of a Christian. Amen. Now we're going to open up the studio. As always, we thank God for you and you and you. Amen. That you will make a comment. Maybe God have shared something with you to help you to walk this life more closer to him. Amen. And let you give you some insights you want to share with us. And all of us, we thank God for all of you, wherever you are. We thank God for the studio being filled up. Amen. But we always leave space, amen, for comments and remarks, visions and dreams that we all can grow thereby in Christ. Amen. Knowledge is power. Ecclesiastes 7. Amen. He said, get wisdom, but all I get is get understanding. Amen. Knowledge is power. And money is power. Amen. But the best is understanding. Amen. So we're going to go to the phone lines. Amen. Wherever you are, those that are coming in for the first time, you don't hang up. You just press 1 on your phone and continue to talk and listen. Amen. But we won't call your name. We just give out your area code and your last 4 digits of your telephone number. Amen. But when you call in, you can call 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. We're talking about obedience. Obedience brings prosperity. Amen. Because every day you're doing something, you're following, making decisions. You're making decisions on your job or your family life. Amen. You're making decisions. You made a decision to call in. And amen. You made a decision. Amen. You probably some more now. You have to make decisions. Then you have to follow some kind of rules, some type of rules and regulation. Amen. And you have gotten so accustomed to it. It's a way of life. It's a way of life. Amen. But Jesus came and said, well, I want you to be more cautious about this and this, and you'll be more successful, amen, in your walk. Amen. Before I came to Christ, I was always looking for that big problem of the month. Amen. No, something had to fall. A shoe had to fall or something. Amen. Something had to go wrong somewhere. Amen. And as times began to go on, amen. The Proverbs was telling me, amen, that the way of the transgressor is hard. Amen. You find people, they don't obey nobody. They don't care about nobody but themselves. amen, and they find out there's something always wrong, amen, they're always worried, amen. I was on a job where a man, he was stealing, he was had all the records, amen. We was on commission, and he was always taking time from all of us, amen, and putting them somewhere else and using them for his time card, and he was always jumping. He was always wondering why this man is always nervous, amen. And the owner of the company, because we had them big old overland campers, and one of the company men came down. They had clock, amen. All right, we're gonna go to we see where the studio is open now. We have 954. Last 4 days, 4427.
Good evening, Richard. Good evening, Bishop. Good always be on the call. Always a great topic. I was looking at the topic of obedience, and you know, obedience is all throughout the Word of God. You know, from beginning to ending. That's what the Word of God is about, obedience. You know, the first five books of the Bible, you know, God started with obedience in the garden, but when you get to Exodus and Deuteronomy and Numbers, God had to educate his people, let his people know that I have chosen you and set you apart as my people. Mm-hmm. And he needed to educate them on what it meant for to be his special chosen people. So in those few books, he not only gave them his commandments, but he talked to them about how to live as his chosen people. That the things that the way they conducted their daily lives was to be set apart from all the rest of the people because they was his chosen people. And he cautioned them that their obedience to his word was very important, because he said, if you be obedient, then he will bless you and multiply, and he will bless you. But if you were not obedient, then the curses would come upon you. And we see that when we look at Deuteronomy and Numbers and Exodus, we see that constantly. And we see where God's people, from time to time, God would bless them. And no sooner he blessed them, they forget the blessing, the miracles that he will perform, and become disobedient. So today, we, in life today, being obedient is going to be a hard thing for you to do if you only get in God's word sometime, you know, an occasional. Every now and then you pick it up, or many of the people only pick it up on the Sabbath day or whatever day they worship. But you have got to do it daily, so that it can be in your subconscious. Many people don't understand that your subconscious picks up a great deal of information that will form your decisions and your answers to many of the things that you face in life. Not so much on your conscious, but your subconscious. So if you're not daily opening up your Bible and depositing the Word of God in, you're going to find yourself more than likely being disobedient, because you don't know God's way of living. And the only way that you can keep yourself from being disobedient to God's Word is you have got to fill yourself with His Word. You got to see what God say about living. He made us. And he has instruction in his word to teach us how to live the righteous life, how to be obedient. But if you only study part. If you only go in at 9, then when you feel like it, then you'll never be able to keep from being disobedient, because you don't know that you're going to have the instructions inside of you. So you got to constantly stay in the Word so that you will not miss the mark, as they say. You got to be full of the Word. We watch a lot of the world. We listen to a lot of the world, but we need to get more of the Word in us, because that's the way God wants us to live. And He's given us plenty of instruction on how to do it.
Amen, amen, amen. Very good. God bless you, and very helpful as well. Amen. Insight. Amen. And instruction. As Paul was saying, it's a struggle sometimes. Amen. Because when he decided he wanted to do something, amen, he find that he if you don't know God's will, you don't know God's word, you might end up doing that until the Holy Spirit correct you. You know, the Holy Spirit is a teacher. And he doesn't, and many times I had to deal with this when you first got saved, you know, he doesn't come along like a bully and all right, now don't do this, you know. He works on your subconscious, and he works on your, amen, he works on your intellect a little bit, if you know, amen, but he worries you. And to the extent that you've done something wrong. Paul was saying in the last days, people conscious will be sheared with hot iron. They've done it so many times, they don't have no more conscience about anything. The Holy Spirit give you a conscience. Amen. So he doesn't, those young in Christ, he doesn't overrun you. But he put it on your conscience. Hey, that might be wrong that you're doing there. And yes, ask God for forgiveness until you find out, amen, what was that that happened? What was that that happened? So obedience, amen, once you're willing, Isaiah 118 says, if you're willing and obey, amen, you eat good of the land. Isaiah 118, I'll turn to that. If you're willing, amen, you got to be willing to follow God. Be willing. All right, we're here. We're here, and we're in the studio. Amen. Those of you that are listening, we thank God for you and you. Have some more insight, amen, on obedience. It's all through the Bible. First call of man of God says all through the Bible. Amen. Amen. You'll find, amen, Isaiah, amen, 118, say, come now, let us reason together. Amen. Though your sins be as scarlet, it will be like white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat good of the land. You just have to be willing to do what God asks you to do. Amen. And be just willing to make that adjustment in life. Amen. You'll be successful. You eat good of the land, whatever it is there. Amen. If you like shrimp, the best thing going, you eat shrimp. Amen. Pray over it. Paul said, ask no question. Let's pray over it. Amen. And whatever's good, the best, amen, God will give it to you, because you're his child. And one time Jesus made a statement to the disciples. He said, we all, amen, be as little children. You know, children willing to, amen, they're willing to stay together. Maybe they might fall out 1 or 2 seconds and argue. The next thing you know, they're shaking hands, hugging, and playing together. Amen. That's why we got to have that mind. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. We're talking about obedience. We find out that, amen, if you're going to be blessed, you just can't do anything, amen, and look for God. Maybe the enemy is using that concept of blessing. You might be being taken for a comment, taken for a ride, of being scammed, amen, of your income, your time, and your ability, amen, in asking you for donations, amen, in winning terms, they're not telling you to repent. They're not telling you, amen, ask for forgiveness. You got hate and all these things in your heart against someone, or if you're not willing to, amen, to go to church, read the Bible, or you just want something from God. And there are men and women out there, what Jesus said in these last days, false teachers. And they have some kind of concept and knowing that you're not going to obey. But then they're not looking at your spiritual growth or your salvation. Amen. All they want is the monetary portion of your life. Amen. They're not teaching. Maybe they're not teaching obedience. They're teaching blessing, blessing, blessing. Amen. All right. I think we're back at, 954-4427. I think we're back 954-4427.
You know, Bishop, the words say that, the word of the Lord said that my sheep know my voice, and they holler. And you think about that. How do you know the voice of the Holy Spirit? Well, you got to spend time in the Word. If you spend enough time in the Word, you will be able to recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit when He's speaking to you. But you can't recognize it if you only listening to what the world opinion. You know, there's plenty of communication in the world, but if you got to get into the Word and get a zeal for the Word of God, when you do, you pray for the Holy Spirit to give you understanding before you even start to read the Word of God. And as you stay in that Word and be consistent going into the Word, you will be able to recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit. One of the things that people will get an understanding about if you stay in the Word is that the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He's not going to shout at you. I mean, there are times now when someone is about to be in danger that they said that they heard a voice shout at them or told them to hold or stop or whatnot. But most of the time, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman, and this is a kind voice of the Lord that will come to your subtle voice that will speak to you in your spirit. But you're not going to be able to recognize that voice if you don't spend time in God's Word. And you can't recognize it if you're only in it sometimes. You got to get, if you're eating daily, then you need to be in the Word daily. I mean, whatever amount you can, but you got to deposit something in you daily so that you can be able to recognize the Spirit or the Holy Spirit when He's speaking to you.
All right, very good. Amen. The Word of God. The more Word you get into you, amen, the Word, studying the Word, amen, reading the Word, like we're doing, talking the Word, amen, sharing it, amen, did it get down into your spirit, the spirit man, the inner man, amen. It's a part, become a part of you. You can memorize it. And like we're saying, to get in your subconscious, amen, the Holy Spirit. All right. All right. We have 561-3518. I think we have, here we go, 561-3518. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Bishop. This is such an awesome topic because...
God bless you.
We were talking about this. How are you? Yes, I'm so happy I can make it on tonight. Listen, I'm like the word you use, willing. God wants willing. You know, people are out here willfully sinning, so all they got to do is turn it around. And you have to come all the way in. We says come out from among them. It's the world. We're in the world, but not of the world. If you've been called, sanctified, set apart, you got to come all the way in. That's part of your obedience. He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. You got to be all that. all the way in, all the time. You're not going to be obedient if you're not always studying. If you don't want to always know as much as you can know about God and about Jesus, abide. How can you abide in Him if you don't have the Word down inside of you? That's where all of your obedience comes from. And the consciousness, it's a spiritual consciousness. A spiritual consciousness, reading the scriptures, coming into it, that you come into it all the way that now you see the scripture in a spiritual way. Until you're reading the Bible and receiving the word in a spiritual way, as well as literal, you're not going to be obedient to the word or recognize the spirit and the will of God when it's put before you, or the manifestation of the word of God in your life. We got to come all the way in. You're never going to do what God has for you to do, or you will never recognize what it is until you turn your whole life over. He said, take up your cross and follow me. If you got to do that every day, then do it. Do it. Lay your life down. Get yourself out the way. Many times I pray, God, hide me from myself, because it is us in the way of what God will have us to have. Abundant life. Abundant. The treasure hidden inside of us is never coming out until we get ourselves out of the way. And it's supposed to come out. We're chosen. Just like the Jewish people, we've been chosen. Jesus loves us. He died. Stop willfully sinning and start being willfully obedient. Bless your heart, Bishop. Thank you so much for your show.
God bless you, woman of God. Good to hear from you up there. Amen. Amen. There. Amen. One thing about God, He will show you. You've been asking about salvation today. He will show you the riches of the world, too. He will show you, amen, things that you might not be ready for it, but God has shown me things, amen, the riches of the world, and I mean, many have testified, amen, God wants you to be successful. It makes Him look good, amen. He wants the glory out of it, amen. You ask Him, amen, He will tell you by and by. Somebody will work with you, amen, to gain these things. Amen. Thank God, people should not be concerned about things. Amen. They are there for our usage. Amen. God bless you all. We can take one, I think, about two more comments, because we want to be prayerful. Amen. Prayer is a privilege. It's like your driving license. And amen. Sunshine. God's people. Amen. Prayer. We can pray and ask God. Bible says pray without ceasing. Always have a prayer on your lips. Always have a prayer in your mind. Amen. That's victory. That's victory. Amen. Amen. We'll always make the statement, we're more supernatural than Superman. You don't have to pull off nothing. Amen. You walk around in the spiritual world. Amen. You know what's happening tomorrow, today, and the day after. All right. We can press one on your phone. Amen. We're in the studio. Amen. Prosperity is coming. Those of you walking upright, living right, amen, sharing with your Father in heaven and getting victory on earth. Amen. Yes, we have victory on earth. Yes, once you make it in heaven, in the family, you're adopted into the family. Amen. You're supposed to have, you're a king's kid. You're supposed to just praise God. Anything happening to you or something, say, well, Lord, what you trying to get out of me today? Amen. Like the caller was saying, come all the way in. Amen. Willing to give up everything. Amen. You're not giving up. You're gaining, but the enemy going to say, oh, you're just giving up your life. You're not going to have joy. You're not going to have peace. Oh, you're not going to have this. But listen, what God are they talking about? Amen. Jesus, amen, we got a mansion. We got a home. We got a home on high. Amen. So we learning to do that the natural part of salvation, to have victory. Amen. And when you have victory in Christ, Amen. You'll learn. Amen. There are a lot of more things out there God wants you to have to make you feel comfortable, to live comfortable. Amen. To give him the glory. To give him the glory. Press one on your phone. Amen. We're getting down to the portion of the show. Amen. Looks like we get to going real good here. Amen. But, you know, we're here to give you some spiritual insight. Amen. The natural part to help the natural man. Amen. God does not, amen, he will always keep us whatever way he want to keep us. And whatever your needs are is different than our needs, your needs, my needs. Amen. Peter and Paul was different. The old chief apostle, he saw things and walked with Christ. God still can be the same to you. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. We don't want him to go bankrupt. We don't want him to, amen, not able to file on his, keep up his promises to us. And I thank God, like Isaiah said, he said, I'm God and I don't know nobody else. I don't know no other God. And I'm thankful for that. And through his son, Jesus Christ, amen, the church, and through his Holy Spirit, amen, they're here to help us. Amen, as always. They're here to help us always. All right. We're getting ready now to maybe take one more caller. Amen. We're talking about obedience, and obedience is the biggest picture all through the Bible, the biggest study. Amen. Always observe all the patriarchs. God told them, and they was obedient. They walked out on faith. Amen. What is faith without works? Work obedience. What is faith without walking out on God's word? Obeying God's word. Jesus said one time, he said, Lord, Lord, but you don't do what I say. You don't do what I say. Why call me Lord, Lord, if you don't want to live like I ask you to live? Amen. You're going to get the victory. You will get the victory. All right, we're going to go into prayer. Amen. Just push one on your phone. We'd like to leave a prayer out for all those that are in Christ. Amen. Struggling with obedience. And we always, since we're in this body of Christ, amen. Let's push one on your phone. Amen. And our technician will put you in. Amen. Give us a short prayer. All right. I think we have 954-4427. 954.
Father God, thank you for your word. Lord God, we live in this world, but we need your word in order to, Father God, be obedient. I pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, that your word guide us. Give us understanding, Father God, that we will know how to live the righteous life. Honoring you, Father God, being always obedient to your word, allowing the word, Father God, to guide us as we go from day to day. Father God, I pray that the Holy Spirit will give us a zeal for your word, that we will daily get in your word, that we may live the good life. Honoring you, Father God, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I think we have 561-3518. 561-3518 for short prayer. Right ahead.
Glory to your name, God. We thank you, God. We lift you high today because your word says, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. We lift you high, Lord. It is you and only you that we live, move, and have our being. We thank you for every drop of your blood, Jesus, that was shed, that we might have life and have. And continue to lead us, guide us, and protect us in the way that we should go, and keep us. You're a keeper, God, and we thank you for daily knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And it's you, Jesus, only you, Jesus.
God bless you.
Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. If you hear this broadcast again, you can go to blogtalkradio.com. Amen. / hold in the studio, Doctor of Truth, Bishop Poole. What's our website? www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Go with God, and we'll see you again and hear you again through the Spirit of the Lord and grow thereby. We love you. God bless you. Thank you.